Cleveland County 911.
I don't know if I should have called this in or not, but...
What's going on?
If I'd have had my camera, I'd take a picture of it.
Took a picture of who?
I don't know what it was. He's walking upright like a man. I would not kill it because I was afraid to. But he went back up the mountain.
Kamaseva. You are listening to the Bigfoot Gumbo Podcast, where we focus on topics like cryptids, the paranormal, and UFOs. But to mix it up, we will also cover things like current events, entertainment, food, mysteries, and other interesting things. From Bigfoot to Boudin, we got you covered like a big pot of gumbo. Hello everyone, this is episode 23 of Bigfoot Gumbo. I'm so glad you tuned in. I wanted to thank our listeners in California, especially in Moreno Valley, Roseville, Sacramento, and San Jose, and also those of you in Pensacola, Miami, and Palm Coast, Florida. You are all currently some of our biggest audiences, so thanks to all of you for listening. I also wanted to give a shout out to Randy from Rio Vista, California, who's become a great supporter of our podcast and on our Twitter account. So thanks for your support, Randy. We appreciate it. As always, please send email to the show with any stories or fan mail you want to share, and it may end up on a future podcast. I have a great show lined up for you, but first up, some news and my honest opinion on current events to get things stirred up. So first up, I wanted to talk about something in the news that's been happening more and more frequently lately, and it's the spread of these deadly diseases originating in Africa and China mainly. We had the African Ebola outbreak back in 2013 that killed over 6,000 people. And just recently, we started hearing about the coronavirus in China. Coronaviruses are a group of viruses that are zoonotic, meaning they are transmitted between animals and people. They cause diseases in mammals and birds that include diarrhea in cows and pigs, and upper respiratory diseases in chickens. In humans, the virus causes respiratory infections, which are often mild, but are potentially lethal. There are no vaccines or antiviral drugs that are approved for prevention or treatment. Many of the initial cases were linked to a seafood and meat market in Wuhan, China. Chinese health officials, which first reported the cases last month, said human-to-human transmission has been confirmed. I've heard how disgusting some of these Chinese markets are, so I guess it's no surprise that something like this would happen. So many people in these unsanitary conditions is just a breeding ground for these viruses. Over 800 people in China have been sickened, and tens of millions are under lockdown as the coronavirus sweeps across the country. Currently, over 200 people have died from this current outbreak of coronavirus. Cases are now confirmed in France, and several cases have now been reported in the United States. Americans who travel to China are being quarantined, and some are being denied entry into the United States. These viruses are really scary, and it makes me wonder how horrible it used to be long ago when thousands of people would die from them, not knowing the cause or how to stop them. I think it's still scary today when one of these outbreaks occur because it's still hard to contain them. Is it only a matter of time before one of these viruses takes out millions of people? I hope not. It does seem like China is doing everything possible to stop the spread of this current outbreak of coronavirus, so that's a good thing. Hopefully they'll find a way to prevent them in the future. So I've been really confused by something lately. I listen to a lot of paranormal podcasts, and I hear a lot of people saying crick and creek. So I'm wondering, what's the difference between crick and creek? Maybe some of you guys out there can email me and let me know what the difference is, so I won't be confused anymore. It seems like everyone today is talking about the royal couple, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, moving to Canada. Honestly, it really doesn't matter to me because I don't really follow the family that much. I still don't get why Harry married this woman in the first place. But I do wonder why they decided to move to Canada. I've heard some really strange things about this family, and I have no idea if they're true or not. But maybe they are just trying to escape some of these things. Maybe they're trying to save themselves. Who knows? I guess time will tell. But if you have any more information, send me an email. In Louisiana news, which is where I live, it's been a pretty mild winter so far. Not many freezing temperatures down here. I try to enjoy all of our cold weather because it's not around for long. Dixie Brewing officially opened back in New Orleans finally. After Hurricane Katrina, they left the city for many years and are finally brewing beer back in New Orleans where they belong. It's also the start of crawfish season, which I had recently at a local restaurant and they were fantastic. Crawfish season in Louisiana usually runs from January to May when the crawfish shells become hard. It's also the start of Mardi Gras season down here in Louisiana. The parades will begin rolling soon, and if you never experienced a Mardi Gras parade in Louisiana, you should do so. They are definitely fun and something everyone should experience. That does it for our news segment. Now on with the show. I hope you enjoy it. So in our cryptid segment, I have a story about a really strange creature called the Pombero. I know seeing a Bigfoot is a scary experience, but I think if I ever saw a Pombero, I might curl up in a ball and go to my safe space. The Pombero is a mythical humanoid creature of small stature. He is said to be a primarily nocturnal creature, and this cryptid is mainly known in South America. I'd never heard of it until recently. It's an important part of the culture of a region stretching from northeast Argentina, northward through the whole of Paraguay, and into southern Brazil. The Pombero is said to capture particularly ungrateful girls and force them to kiss him and later other things I won't mention here. Although accounts of the Pombero's appearance and nature vary slightly from one community to the next, he is usually described as being short and ugly with very short arms and hairy hands and feet. His hairy feet are said to give him the ability to sneak up on people silently, and the touch of his hairy hands bring a cold shiver. And I must say, this is one scary looking little man. Check out the link in the show notes and you'll see what I'm talking about. The Pombero generally dwells in rural areas, living in the forest, although he will sometimes choose to inhabit an abandoned house. As a forest dweller, the Pombero is said to be able to imitate the sounds of various forest creatures. Most specifically, it is believed that the Pombero can imitate songbirds and is viewed as something of a protector of the birds. Many witnesses of the Pombero say that before he appears, he whistles. Most are so frightened of his wrath that they never whistle again. Even though the pombero is one scary looking creature, he is generally viewed as a harmless troublemaker. Among his favorite activities are setting loose cattle, stealing eggs, chickens, and honey, frightening horses, and causing them to throw their riders off, as well as scattering corn, rice, and other provisions. I wonder how many times this thing has been shot at. These farmers must really get tired of his activities. Now here's something that makes you wonder. The pombero is also often accused of impregnating single women, either by a mere touch of his hand or by tricking them into having sex with him. And it is said that the babies who are born ugly and hairy are likely the result of a visit from the pombero. Now that's a kind of scary thought. The pombero is difficult, if not impossible, to detect due to his silent movements as well as other supernatural abilities, such as being able to turn invisible, squeeze through impossibly narrow spaces, or other such feats. Luckily, there is one way to keep the pombero from engaging in such mischief, and this is done by leaving gifts out for him. Most specifically, cigars and rum, though honey is also acceptable as an offering. He sounds like he likes to have a good time, kind of like a party animal. Anyway, thus appeased, the pombero will abstain from wreaking havoc upon one's home and possessions. In some areas, it is believed that repeated giving of these gifts can cause the pombero to become friendly to the point where he will guard over one's home, animals, and possessions, and sometimes even leave gifts in return. So that's the story of the pombero, a scary little cryptid down in South America. Is this just a myth or a real creature? You be the judge of that. I feel with most myths, there is some truth to them. Also, as I mentioned, I posted a link with a photo in the show notes, but what actually made me look into the story was a video on YouTube, which I also included in the show notes. It was taken about 2 years ago, around 2018, in Paraguay, supposedly. It shows some young boys playing in a field, and in the background, a small black creature slowly approaches them. The boys start screaming and run, and the video ends. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet. It's pretty scary. So I hope you enjoyed this story of the pombero. If you have had an encounter with this creature or anything else, please send me an email and it may appear on a future show. Bigfoot Gumbo would love to hear from you. We are always looking for encounters you may have experienced with cryptids, the paranormal, UFOs, or anything strange. Please send us an email about your encounter and your story may appear on a future show. You can remain anonymous if necessary. Also, please help support us by joining our forum, following us on Twitter at Bigfoot Gumbo, liking us on social media, sharing us wherever you listen to your podcast, and adding us to your favorites so you never miss a show. A nice rating would also be appreciated. Thanks for your support. We're so glad you're a part of our great international audience. And to finish up this episode, I have three news stories on Bigfoot. First up, some news from Todd Standing, who is known as a controversial figure in the Bigfoot world. Todd has released some fantastic videos of Bigfoot in the past, and he just released a new YouTube video on his Slavanic Bigfoot channel. And the video is entitled, Where Does Bigfoot Come From? The Origins of Sasquatch. And it was posted on January 30th, 2020. And some of the links in the show notes say www.discoveringbigfoot.org. And in this video, Todd discusses the origins of Bigfoot, and he believes there may be some truth to Bigfoot being a descendant of Gigantopithecus, which was a giant ape that went extinct in China long ago. I'm not sure if I agree with this, but it is an interesting story, so check it out when you get a chance. And in our second Bigfoot news story, we have another great video that was just released. And the video is also on YouTube, and it's titled, Is This Sasquatch? WSDOT says he was spotted near Snoqualmie Pass. And in the show notes on the video, it says, The Washington State Department of Transportation says Bigfoot has been spotted on a Sherman Pass and on the I-90 wildlife overcrossing near Snoqualmie Pass. I guess that's how it's pronounced. Do you believe? And it looks like it was released by KREM2 News. And if you watch this video, you'll see this creature or whatever it is. It's walking across what looks like a snow-covered field, walking up to a wood line. And it does look pretty neat. So if you get a chance, take a look at this video and send me an email and let me know what you think about it. I'm not really sure. It could be a man, but it could also be a Bigfoot. And our last Bigfoot story is a very recent sighting that was reported to the BFRO, the Bigfoot Research Organization. It happened on January 31st, 2020. And two motorists in the Smoky Mountains observed a Bigfoot along Little Tennessee River. And I'm going through the notes on this story, and it says the nearest town was Bryson City, and the nearest road was Needmore Road. And the person who sent in the encounter says, I want to report a sighting of a huge Bigfoot. As my husband and I often do, we were taking a shortcut across the mountain here in western North Carolina heading home. As I was driving along the river, there was a very strange looking, what I thought was an odd looking man. And as we passed it, I said to my husband, that is a strange looking person. And as I looked into the rearview mirror, it stood up on the road and was watching us driving away. And that is when I realized what it really was. I told my husband that was a Bigfoot. In a panic, I drove away, and my husband insisted that we turn around and go back. I was in tears from the fear, but we found an area to turn around, and I do so. As we approached that area, we saw it on the side of the road watching us. He was huge. My husband got out of the car to get a better look, and he couldn't believe what we were looking at. It had to be at least 8 to 9 feet tall, covered in long black hair all over its body. It was massive. We were about 100 yards away, and nothing was obstructing our view. I yelled at my husband to get back into the car, and I managed to turn my Jeep around and got the heck out of there. And it says the time and conditions for this encounter were early dusk, good lighting, about 5:30 p.m. And so that does it for our three Bigfoot stories. I thought that was a pretty great encounter that happened just recently, only a few days ago. So I hope you enjoyed all three news stories. And like I mentioned, I'll provide links to each of these stories in our show notes. So remember, our world is still full of mysteries. And here on Bigfoot Gumbo, we'll keep searching for the answers. That does it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed the show. Keep it spicy, everybody, and laissez le bon temps rouler. This show was produced by Faux Filet Productions.